Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, first things first, let's look at gold about to close on the COMEX. We are recording this at about 9:45 Pacific time. And hey, this quarterly close is looking like it's going to be right around 1800. And that's actually going to be the highest quarterly close ever because, well, when gold made that run up to around 2000, well, it reversed pretty quickly and that wasn't a quarterly close. What's the significance here?
Yeah, very significant, Corey. The quarterly high close was 1772 back in 2012. As we get into this close here in the next 45 minutes, 15 minutes ago, Fed Chairman Powell and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are being grilled by the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee right now. So gold is remaining volatile into the quarterly close here in about 45 minutes. And my article on Friday in Kitco was I was looking for a quarterly close above 1800. I might not get it, but it looks like we're going to definitely have an all-time high quarterly close. So that's very significant. You know, these fund managers are going to see this. Retail is going to see this. And this has been predicted by the gold shares. The weakness has been bought recently after this mild consolidation. And we had the weekly gap up last week above the downtrend line and printed a solid white candle last week. And it's knocking on the door of its recent high, the GDX is, its recent high of 3750. But more importantly, the GDXJ has been showing relative strength and leading, and it quietly made a 4-year weekly high close last week. And today I'm seeing a lot of companies that I own today and yesterday and the companies that I follow breaking out and up over double digits right now. So the juniors leading, silvers began to lead again. And as far as the gold price is concerned, knocking on that $1,800 gold is looking very bullish for the short to medium term here.
So, Dave, no doubt the gold price just continues to move higher and, hey, looks like it could be at an all-time high quarterly close, which is huge. These stocks, though, you mentioned GDXJ. It still is not broken out of this, let's call it a 7-year base that it has been building, but it is very close. But when you come down to some of the smaller junior stocks, I know GDXJ, the argument around that is that it doesn't actually encapsulate the juniors. But I've been seeing some of these even lower quality juniors continue to run. The higher quality juniors, man, they just keep on going. Look at something like Great Bear. It's almost up to $20 right now. But some of these lower quality stocks that really had not been catching this tailwind, well, they're seeing higher volume, higher moves just in the last couple days. Where's the balance here? Why isn't GDXJ already broken out when we are seeing these smaller stocks breaking out now?
Yeah, it's very close. I think, well, you know, the GDXJ is mid-tiers scattered with some majors, and it has just a few juniors in it. But as far as the generalist investor, the retail public, they still use GDXJ as a barometer for the juniors. So once it breaks out of a 7-year base, which is that's very powerful. It's going to bring a lot of momentum players into the sector, and it's going to bring a lot more retail investors in the sector. Because let's face it, Corey, that for the past almost decade, we've been trading amongst ourselves. You know, the resource investors. We haven't really had that generalist investor capital in this sector since the first up leg of the secular gold bull market, which began at the turn of the century, ran from 250 to 1900. That was just the first leg. So once that blow off top happened, most of these generalist investors got out of the sector, and they had really had no reason to come back because general equities were moving. Then the cannabis stock and Bitcoin. You know, they had these other speculative markets that they could put their higher risk capital to work in. And there was really no reason to come into juniors. Well, now there is, And all these juniors are being funded. They're being funded with bought deals. Some of them are with no warrants. Some of them are with half warrants for only a year. People just want to get in at any price. So it's starting to get really exciting here for this sector for the first time, really, in a decade. I mean, we had that short burst in 2016 of about 6 to 8 months, which just whet our appetite. And then it turned out to be disappointing. It just disappointed people even further. And the consolidation of that move has taken 4 years to take place. And now we're about to break out of this 7-year base in the GDXJ. And it's getting very exciting.
Yeah, well, I think you can make the argument that move in 2016 almost happened too quickly. Gold moved over $300 in a matter of 6 to 7 months. This move, well, right now you go back about 2 years and gold has moved almost $700, but it's happened more in a stair-stepping pattern. But Dave, to your comment that there's still not a lot of people entering this market, it's still a lot of metals bugs trading amongst themselves, there is clearly some new money coming into these stocks in a wide range of stocks. So it's not just the majors that are moving that means big money. Some of these juniors are starting to move. And I know by some of the emails I'm getting regarding some marginal companies, and I'm sure you're getting emails on some of these marginal companies too, which you and I talk about off mic, it is showing not just metals investors trading here. It's all these other people seeing some hot stories or some emails that get delivered to their inbox, and they're starting to pay attention.
Absolutely, yes. And it is starting to happen, but it hasn't happened in a big way yet. I mean, we haven't gotten into a full-fledged junior bull yet. This is just the early stages. So this is what happens. We have the seniors make a move, and when the seniors start to make a move, the way generalist capital participates is through ETFs and GLD. You know, is when gold begins to make its move. So when after that has taken place, then sector rotation starts to happen, where they take their profits in these seniors and even in gold and start putting it to work in juniors. And that's what we begin to see also is sector rotation.
So, Dave, when it comes to some of these stocks that I'm sure a lot of people have in their portfolio where they've seen just in the last 2 or 3 days them move, let's say, 50% higher, and these stocks, again, have been lagging, what would your trading strategy be? Obviously not investment advice, but understanding that these were lagging stocks, they have just played a little bit of catch-up. Would you rotate money into some of the stronger stocks, or is this one of these markets where you almost just close your eyes and just ride it higher, even if it doesn't totally make sense why some of these stocks are moving on the back of no news?
Yeah, I mean, a month or so ago, I put out an article after the bear trap bottom was confirmed in the sector, to basically be right, sit tight, you know, don't try to trade in and out, because you don't want to lose your position. And there's a lot of money on the sideline that wants your shares. You know, let's say you've made 100-150% gain, which you're happy with, and you want to take your profit. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and I don't discourage that, but I'm in this for the long haul here. You know, this is just the early stages. So I expect gold to be at least $2,000 by the election. So and if not by the election, by the end of the year. And as far as the juniors are concerned, the gold price doesn't even have to move up that much. They're still playing catch up. So I don't want to give my shares away at this point. So I'm holding all my positions right now. You know, I was accumulating for the past few months, and I stopped accumulating about a month or so ago. I did switch out a few companies, but I pretty much stopped accumulating after the bottom was confirmed. So there's a lot of upside here, and trading in and out is not recommended. I mean, you know, everybody has their own strategy and everybody has their own financial situation. If they need money, of course, take some money off the table. But if this is money that is investment capital that you want to make a higher return in the next couple of years on, then I suggest not trading in and out of these things and let the market do the work now. You've done all the hard work. and you've gotten these positions at a good price before the generalist retail investor has gotten into this market en masse. So you've done all the hard work already. Now let the market do the work for you to make the money for you.
Yeah, enjoy those gains and don't get too cute with it. Don't try to trade it too much, but there is always that argument of when you do get some big price appreciation, it is good to sometimes lock in some gains, though. Sometimes investors stay too long to the party. Not saying that this party is about to end anytime soon, but I still think that you do need to pay attention to what work the company is doing, especially right now, because there is a lot of work that is either just started or about to start in terms of exploration, and these companies are cashed up, so it does decrease some of that risk profile. Dave, address that comment of the people that say, you know, you do need to take some gains as markets are moving up. You can't just hold everything forever.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you followed that up with that point. You know, I have rules myself, you know, where I take original investment capital off the table at a certain point. You know, I judge each stock by its own merit before I do that. You know, as far as if it's a drill play and a drill play has made a major discovery and the stock bolts up higher, you know, two or three, four times, you know, I'm going to take my original investment off the table and then I'm going to let the rest ride for a while. But if it's a producing company, a low cost producer that's growth oriented, I take the view that once the stock gets to be a very large portion of my portfolio, usually it's 10%, I'll take some money off the table. My goal is to let it run enough to where I take my original investment off the table, but not too soon. It's selling is an art. You know, anybody can buy a stock, but selling a stock is really an art form, and you really got to pay attention. You really got to know the companies that you're invested in. You pay attention to technical analysis. You know, you keep in contact with the company, find out, you know, what they're doing, what their strategies are, what their cash position is, you know, all these things, and which is what I do for myself and my subscribers.
All right, Dave, we're wrapping it up there. I appreciate you taking the time every week to discuss your strategies. And hey, finally, we are in this very attractive bull market, and now is not the time to get too cute, but it is still the time to pay attention to what moves are happening and what companies are doing the best work. Dave, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. Thanks.